Let's start off at Go to Romans chapter 12 real quick. I'm gonna look over some things. I don't claim to be a master on the church, because I'm still learning myself, as are we all. But it's ever increasing, ever learning. You never come to the full knowledge, but you're always learning, trying to figure out what God is saying. What's the point? Where are we going? What are we doing? You see what I'm saying? It's very easy as church. You know, I used that last week. I'm going to do it again. Church, it's very easy to get caught up in the rigmarole, the normal process. You know what time service start? You know what color suit you're supposed to wear this Sunday? You know, you're supposed to have your tie on. And so we do all the right things, but righteousness doesn't take place. Are y'all hearing me? We do all the right things, but there's no righteousness there. Righteousness is bigger than you being squeaky clean. That's not what it's talking about. Your righteousness is not dependent on you being squeaky clean. Your righteousness, that's why righteousness and holiness are two different words. Are y'all understanding me? They're two different words. If they were the same thing, he'd use them for the same thing, same definition. Your righteousness means your right standing. All right? Righteousness has everything to do with your recognition. Oh, that's a good word. You're recognizing your righteousness. Now, most people think, now this is, amen. Church thinks as a whole, man-made religion church. All right, y'all with me? Thinks that the way it gets you to understand or recognize your righteousness is by revealing your sins. That's not the way. They even think that revealing your sins to you, or your shortcomings to you, or the things is the way that you overcome them, and it's not. Recognizing who you are in Christ is your victory. Recognizing I am the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus. I am the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus. Not I'm going to be righteous, not I'm trying to get righteous, but I am righteous. See, any problem you got is just because you just don't know. Any problem that anybody in the world has, it's just because, look, I did a study a little while ago, and I was looking up, because I know the Bible, right? I believe in the Bible, but I know King James didn't have the original interpretation. We read the King James Bible because it's in English, right? Thank God for King James doing some interpretation for us, right? But the Bible originally was Hebrew, and then in the New Testament it was broken down into Greek, because Greek was a more widespread language. It was a more widespread language. More people knew Greek and Latin, and go down. More people knew that. So Paul decided, and those who wrote the New Testament decided to translate it into a more seeker-friendly, right, language, so that everybody could understand the gospel. Hebrew is a very it's a very difficult language to learn. And to speak, and it's not built on the same precepts that English is built on. We use inflections and different things to say to give meanings to how we say different words, but the Hebrew words were very. If you hear, and sometimes we clown, but you hear people in the Middle East and they talk and they like it was built on the strength behind the word and not so much the letters. It was almost one of these things where you had to be born into it. Did y'all catching what I'm saying? Yes. It was almost one of those things where you had to be born into that language to understand that language. You had to be born into that culture to understand that culture. You had to be born into that race to understand the race. Right. Are y'all understanding me? And so it kind of gives me an understanding of why. Tonight I want to kill your separation, saints and sinners. Heathens and holy, us and them, outside and inside. I want to murder it. It has to die. The concept of separation has to die. I'll give you a good one. He who is in Christ is a new creature. Anybody know that scripture? How does it finish? Go ahead, finish it. Y'all told me y'all knew it just now, so... He who is in Christ If any man be in Christ, he is a? Say it again. If any man be in Christ, he is a? One more time. If any man be in Christ, but it never said that you never said that you are away from your old man. You thought this new life you had was separated from the old life you had. Oh, that make y'all nervous. Oh, God, I saw it. Oh, Jesus, I sweat my pants, my handkerchief around. I am an old man. I ain't doing the old things no more. I tell you what, when you can cut those years off your life, you can cancel whatever age you wild out, whatever. Just cut them out. Cut them out your life, and then we're going to subtract them and then put everything back together. Can you do that? No, you can't, huh? So you're not separated. I got to kill the concept of separation. See, it was never about separation or breaking apart, but it's more about building upon. See, he who is in Christ, any man be in Christ, he is a new creature, right? He's a new thing, right? But you see, the old things, what they do? Pass away, right? But then he says, in old things though. Describe them things, right? The old things, right? So if old describes those things, right? Then when they get all things, all describes what? How much is all? Everything. I mean, even those old things? Yeah. Oh, we didn't get rid of them. They were transformed. Right? So we didn't leave them back in the streets. They were transformed so we can understand the streets. See, here's the loss in the church. Let me get in over on this side. Get that dirt off of me. But get that dirt off of me, and I don't know what's wrong with y'all. Listen, there are some dirt that I done been in, that I done had to deal with, to help me deal with somebody else's dirt later on. And if I'd have never been in that dirt, I never fell in the mud, I would not have known how to help somebody get it out the mud. You heard the old statement, get it out the mud? I can't help you get it out the mud if I ain't never got out the mud myself. See, and people are afraid of this rhetoric because they're afraid of this understanding, not rhetoric, they're afraid of this understanding because they think you're saying, well, you can go, no, it's not about you. It's not about what you can go do or what you won't go do or what you will go do. Listen, stuff gonna happen. Stuff has happened in your life, hasn't it? And so now the old thing has died and resurrected into a new thing. I have not forgotten all of my shortcomings. I have not forgotten, Will, I haven't forgotten all of my failures. I refuse to forget my failures because inside of me remembering my failures, I know how to win. Are y'all hearing me? So now there's a concept of separation of going over here and being a good church person over here, and you forget. Ephesians 2 talks about it. Don't you forget that not long ago you was lost in the world without a God. And listen, can I give you a good one? Just to keep you on your toes? You ain't far from slipping back. How long you been in church? Go ahead, call your years out. How long? 20, 30, 15, 5, 30 seconds. How long you been in church? It's not a race. Well, you know, I've been out for 20 years now. So it's impossible for me to go. Nope. Don't you ever believe that? Because what does it mean to go back? You know, anything that's not faith is sin. Anything that's not obedience is sin. Oh, so hold up. You mean tell me you was at church sinning? Come on, y'all. I'm trying, hold on. The only reason I'm talking like this is because I'm trying to kill the concept in your mind of what you think is going on. Because see, those old things have to die. That old concept of how it works has to die so that the fresh, the new concept can come alive in me. I heard the Lord say today, he said, and I was just sitting there and I wasn't studying, I wasn't looking, he said, You can't serve two masters. He said you can't serve stale and fresh. You can't put. I'll give you a scripture. You can't put new wine in old bottles. You can't look. This, I give you another scripture. Say you cannot put. You can't put the new cloth with the old cloth. And what has happened is we've mingled old law and old understanding, and we have not allowed it to become something new. Jesus said, I didn't come to do away with the law. I came to fulfill it. I came to tell you what it looked like in the flesh. Right. I came to tell you what it really meant. Rules, religion, rhetoric, and then there's the rock. All right, listen to what I'm telling you. There's rules, there's religion, and there's rhetoric, then there's the rock. Remember last week we started talking about upon this rock I'll build my church, right? Over there, I think it's Matthew 16, right? Right? Flip over there real quick. Matthew chapter 16. Quick, come on. Quicker y'all turn, the quicker I can get to it so I can get to what I need to get to. Verse 18. First person to get there, just start reading. Matthew chapter 16, verse 18. Go for it. Now let me put something right there. First of all, and if you read this and if you pay attention, you'll see some characteristics of the church. We're gonna do this in another class. But one of the number one characteristics of the church is right there. That proves that the church is mobile. Yeah. And it's not stationary. Yeah. Yeah. The gates of hell should not prevail against the church. That means the church is moving in a direction, and there are some gates that's trying to keep you out of where you're supposed to be. Right? Yeah. Or who you're supposed to be delivering. Yeah. A little bit of, he said, I'm going to give you keys. Uh-huh. Yeah. So the church is mobile. Yeah. So the church is not stationary. Yeah. Are you understanding me? Yeah. Rules. What is it? Rules. Religion. Rhetoric. Then there's the rock. All right. Rules. Religion. Rhetoric. Rules, religion, and rhetoric has cut us off from the power of our righteousness. Right? Now, so rules. I look up the word rule. It's something y'all can look up, and it's cool. I like to do it. I like to study words, etymology. Y'all learned about the Living by the Book class last year. Etymology, you find out what a word came from, what an original Latin word came from. I look up the word rule, and it said a stick. You're like a ruler, right? But then it said just a set of situations to get you to conform to something. A set of situations, stipulations to get you to conform. Remember the word conform. Write down the word on your paper. I study and I teach in a certain way, so I need you to kind of flow with me, so I want to do this. Write down the word conform and then underline it, because we're going to get back there, all right? It's underlined. Write down the word conform, we're going to get back, remember? But it's something to make you conform to a set of guidelines and duties and constructs that somebody has put in place. Are rules bad? No. Are they good? Hold on. All right, good question. All rules bad. Everybody, we had a great church. All rules bad. No. You know, are they good? What I said, are they good? Actually, are they good? Good, yeah. Are they bad? Are they? So all rules are good then. Y'all got to make up y'all mind now. Either they good or they bad. Good, rules are good, rules are bad. Are all rules neutral, depending on the charge? So rules are not a bad thing, but they can turn to a bad thing in the wrong position. There were some rules that I had to have when I was a little boy. One of the rules was, I got to tell my mom and then when I got to go to the bathroom. You know, hey, mommy, I got to go potty. Right? Can't take me to the bathroom? I got to go potty, mom. That was a rule. I couldn't just walk out and be like, hey, I'm going to the bathroom right quick. No. There was a rule that tell me where you're going before you go there. But it was only because I was a... But the rule was good for me. As a child, now if you walk up on me right now as a grown man, I'm like, hey, mommy, then you, y'all right here, gonna judge me. You're gonna say, what is wrong with this overgrown But the rules were good in place, but now they seem to be very silly. Yeah. Right. Now with my understanding of I know how to get to the restroom, right. Right. And I know how to take care of myself when I go there, and I know how to come back to wherever I was to meet whoever I was meeting, whoever I'm walking when I needed to, because I was when I was a child, I did things. So rules. But you cannot build it on the rule, because rules change. Come on, amen. Come on. Tell me if it don't make sense. Does it make sense? Yes. All right. Rules. All right. We have religion. The original word religion comes from the word religare, regulations. Right? All that come together, and it really means to bind. It means to bind to a certain set of understanding or beliefs. That's why there can be several religions. Because they bind you, that religion. What religion are you? You ever heard somebody ask you that? Then the first thing you say is, what, I'm a Christian? Come on, y'all know it. I'm a Christian. So now you're bound to Christian beliefs. Or are you bound to Christ? So to be bound to something. But he who the Son set free is. So rules, religion. Rhetoric. Rhetoric just means to speak good. Just to have a good speech. Give a good message. I'll be telling everybody to come through ministry school, you ain't come here to get no way to learn how to preach. Or to figure out how to get a good sermon or a good message. I done seen some of the best messages fall flat on their face. I done preached some of the best messages and fell flat on my face with it. Are y'all understanding me? It's not about your rhetoric, like you're great rhetoric and you're a great orator, you're a great speaker. There's a lot of that going on in church now, too. They got a lot of great orators, a lot of great storytellers, a lot of great people that can make you feel. Listen, I could do it right now. I just start changing my voice a little bit, start doing a little something with my voice, and you start feeling some kind of way. Playing with your emotions, I'll do it. Listen, I'll do it. It happens more on Sunday than you know. And let me tell you something. Can I tell y'all something? Come on. Let me tell you some stuff from behind the pulpit, all right? Sometimes I come in church and the church building, the designated service time, right? Because church also means a congregation. Congregating together, right? We ain't no congregation without the congregation. There ain't no separation. We can't separate those two things, all right? But everything depends on every joint supplies. It's Ephesians 4. And we're gonna get in that a lot this semester. But every joint supplies. I mean, every joint gives something. And whatever that joint gives to the connection, that's how the flow gonna be. If the joint don't come through, then it won't. Like if my knee joint don't work with my shin and my thigh, if it don't work right, then I'm gonna have a limp. Just because something ain't giving right. I'm not gonna be able to move as fast or as mobile or as agile as I need to be because something ain't giving right. And sometimes there's some services where the church behind the pulpit is ready to go somewhere extraordinary, but the church in the pew didn't prepare themselves. Right. Right. And so now I got to holler and scream and tell you, this week is going to be your week. This is going to be the one for you. And that's what you want to hear. Everybody wants to hear this week going to be their week, ain't it? And I'm not saying that the word of the Lord can't say this week ain't your week. I'm not judging that. But what I'm saying is sometimes you relegate it to that and somebody has to tell you this week is your week instead of telling you that you are the week. Wow. Yeah. Like this week ain't your week. I am going to make this week. Come on, y'all. The other priest of the wall real quick. Not that time is going to make me, but I make that time. See, I am is always right now. I'm going to another subject now. But I am is always right now. I am does not depend on 2:30. I am does not depend on when you make 36. I am does not depend on when Sunday morning comes at 9 o'clock. I am does not depend on the 1st or the 15th. I am is. And I am don't depend on that next deal I got. Or the next person I meet. Listen, I sit next to somebody, they better be happy they sit next to me. Look, God bless you today. Y'all can feel how you want to feel about yourself. I am. Whether you give me opportunity or not, I am. Whether you told me that I was good enough or not, I am. Right? Whether you validated me or not, I am. But sometimes you can't get to that because you have not elevated your I amness. And so I got to hit you with this rhetoric because it's difficult. It's difficult to come up here and preach to, you know, 40, 50 people, 40, 50,000 people, 500 people, 200 people, 150 people. And they come in looking for something other than come in being something. And so now the rhetoric has to kick in. So now the church is built on rhetoric. That's rules, religion, and rhetoric. And y'all, we see all those things, don't we?
Yes,
amen. Come on, we see all those things, right?
Yes, sir.
And very, very seldom do we see the rock. I wrote this word down, and all this goes together. There's a difference between a ruler and an instructor.
Yeah.
I'm gonna show you how I got there. Right? Now many people saw Jesus. You know, they're quick to call him the Lord, quick to call him the ruler, right? But they didn't see who he was trying to tell them they were. Majority of people miss Jesus, which is why we do church like we do it nowadays. Majority of the disciples kind of missed him. Did you know that I told you that's a lash lab, but you know all the disciples were crucified? Besides John? John was the only one that died of old age. All of them were crucified. Someone was crucified upside down because they thought he really meant being crucified with Christ. So instead of them being smart and being like Jesus in their deliverance of the message, they went out just being belligerent and you heathen, you sinners, you need to turn, quit your ways. And you're coming into a culture that's been doing it for the last 1,000 years. You need to have wisdom. Jesus walked in some place and he slid out the crowd. They said Jesus got away. Y'all don't reach back. See, Jesus. They say Jesus escaped, got away from them. They say before they took him and made him their king. Jesus was not stupid. But they weren't going in being belligerent. They start yelling all kind of words and saying all kind of things. And they thought crucified with Christ really meant they had to get up on the cross, and they missed it. So they're so caught up with him as a ruler, and he is, because he is the measurement. Ruler? Come on, y'all with me? The ruler, the measurement, he is the measurement. Ephesians 4 talks about it again. To measure the stature, the fullness of Christ. That we grow up like that, all right? He's the measurement that you miss. You miss who he's telling you that you are. See, he's the king of, he ain't the king of citizens. He's king of, so he's the king, but he's a king of, and he is the Lord of. Y'all better not forget that one. All right, and so rules and instructions, rules and instructions, rules and instructions, rules and instructions, rules and instructions. I wrote down on my paper and I wrote, and see, I correct myself in my study time. This is how you do it, this is how you grow. I wrote down rules versus instructions, but then I realized it's not rules versus, rules unto instructions, right? Rules are needed. Remember the little boy had to go to the bathroom, right? Right? But then you grow into instruction. And I looked up the instruction and the etymology of instruction. And it says to construct something in you, to enable you, to give you the ability to do something. So now I'm not restricting you, right? But I'm releasing you into being who you are. But see, here's the thing. See, this message can be tricky because then you jump on one side. I don't need no rules. No. Do you need rules?
Yeah.
Come on, let's be honest. Like, do you Do you need rules? It may not be absolute for everybody, but do you need rules? Sometimes you do need rules. Sometimes you're not going to do the things you're supposed to do unless somebody put a rule on you. It is not until you master that thing. Oh, y'all ready? It is not until you become a ruler of the rules. Until you master the rules. Right? You have to master the rules. Like, and becoming the master of the rule, meaning becoming the rule. Whenever I got to stop looking for you and stop telling you a certain thing you need to do on a regular. That's when you're okay with graduating to the next thing. That's when they lengthen the rope a little bit. But you got to master. If you've not been faithful in the least, you've not been faithful in that which is another man. How you going to get your own? See the rules? The Bible talks about, a little further, the Bible says, the heir. What's an heir? What's an heir? What's an heir? Come on. Y'all know what the heir is? Inheritance. What's an heir? Come on, I'm listening. Next in line. Relative. All right. The heir means I'm the same with you. They got mad with Jesus because Jesus said God was his father. They said they got mad because they said he make him equal with God. And he said it's your father. So we don't understand that concept because we have a loss of fatherhood concept in general in the new society, not just in our community, but in the communities overall. We don't understand that or covenant, right? But when you say someone's your father, that means we the same. That means when I speak, you hear him. So an heir, that means I got every single right to everything that what's before me has. So the heir, watch this. The heir got a right, got everything, right? As long as he's a child, different than nothing from a servant. And you think that's a put down. But servanthood is inside of heirship. You can't be a leader till you learn to be a server. Rules teach you to serve. Right? Instructions show you how to lead. Come on, y'all got to stick with me now. And y'all just go back and read this. Rules teach you to serve, instructions show you how to lead. And you don't get rid of either one of them. Remember, old things pass away? All things become new? You don't just leave your rulership days. Leave the rules. Right now, there's some rules that I follow right now. There's some rules that I live my life by right now that my parents have not had to tell me for years. Like just taking a shower every day. Y'all thought I was about to say something deep, huh? Like, you know, you pray in the spirit, read the Bible. No, brush your teeth, son. Right? And that's just the simplest of them, but there are some others. So they teach me how to serve properly, but then I graduate to a lot of times we can't understand instructions because we hadn't mastered the rules. Remember thank you, Holy Ghost. The rich young ruler. You remember him? He come running to Jesus. Good master, what can I do to inherit eternal life? So why you? First of all, Jesus hit him. Why you call me good? Ain't nothing good but God. Right? We'd have been like, well, I'm the good master, so what do you want to know from me? I'll give you a word from the Lord. Kill that, right? He said, have you observed the commandments? You know, all the honor your father and your mother, right? Obey children, obey your parents in the law, for this is right. Right? Have you done all these? And the boy said, yeah, I've observed all them from my youth. Okay, cool. But Jesus says, one thing you're lacking. Uh-oh, we're going from rules? Have you mastered the rules yet? Are y'all listening to me? Have you mastered the rules yet? I'm going to teach you something about church, and it's going to be amazing. Thanks. Holy Ghost, I'm teaching myself something about church. But have you mastered the rules yet? Jesus telling that. He said, yeah, I mastered the rules. Like many of us say, yeah, we mastered the rules. Yes, we've been in church for umpteen years. Yes, I'll be at prayer. Yes, I'm part of the praise team and the usher board and the media team and the altar workers. And I work with the youth ministry. And I work in children. I volunteer in the nursery. And I clean up sometimes when they put us on schedule. I do it. I've done that. So I deserve a position. It's not even about position. These positions ain't all at all cut out to be. Have you observed the rules? Yes. I've been doing this for years. Jesus said, okay, cool. One thing now lacks. Now comes instructions. Now I'm trying to build you. Are you understanding me? I just saw this. A rock, built upon a rock. Everything that we know is built upon a rock. We call it a foundation. We call it a slab. Concrete. It's a regular concrete, right? Bring it down. Bring it down. Let's get out of the heavens right quick. Let's go, right? All right. Yeah. Right? This building. Built on a slab, right? But before the slab is poured, there have to be some measurements taken. Rule, measurements. There have to be some measurements taken. Oh, God, thank you, Lord. There have to be some manifested measurements taken before I can manifest how big this slab has to be. How much concrete and mortar do we need? Now, some of us only need a little corner. Because that's how we've mastered the rules. Are you understanding me? Some of us don't need, you don't need a worldwide ministry. You're not prepared for that. I don't even know if you're prepared for a block ministry. Somebody told me they want to change the world. They said, what about the 5 feet around you? Just 5 feet. 5 feet. Who's changing in your direct circle? Because if ain't nobody is, then you need to quit all that other stuff you're trying to do. Shut your website down and your minister such and such. Just pause it. Pause all that. I done been there. Listen. No, I ain't telling you no. I done been there. Pause it. Sometimes I pause it on my own. Sometimes apostle, pause it for me. Either way, we paused. Because you could talk that noise. So, but the measurements. There's some measurements and some digging. You don't pour on top of the flat ground. There's some digging. They got to bring some machinery in there. I remember one time having to use a jackhammer. They're pouring some new concrete over here, and we had to break some concrete up. Are y'all listening to me? Yeah. There's some stuff that was already poured, right? Some stuff that had already taken. It was trying to pour. Oh, God. There's some things that was already trying to take foundation in my life. And I begin to try to build on the broken mortar. Now, if you listen to this well, you'll find yourself. And so I was trying to build on this. No, but that wasn't it. Something else is a counterfeit something. So I had to get that jackhammer. And I'll never forget it, boy. I shook for like 3 days. Because that jackhammer. Do that real quick. Do it to yourself real quick. No, I need you to like shake it like when you feel your brain moving a little bit. Like. Imagine doing that for 2 days, 3 days in a row. And then you got to keep it in the place. Like, you start doing like that. I ain't never used that hand before, so I thought, I seen the cartoons and stuff, I'm like, I got this. Shook me loose. I had to break it up and break it and break that concrete up. Then I had to break it up. Then I had to scoop it out. Start picking them pieces up. And I wasn't doing it by myself. Yeah. We had to get it up out of there, put it in the wheelbarrow, and dump it over somewhere else. Yeah. And come back. Had to break up some of that stuff that was in the place where the new stuff was supposed to be. So sometimes, when a true messenger comes with a message, it don't feel that good because he's jackhammering you. Because you got some stuff in there that tried to become your rule. Yeah, right. And now it became your ruler. Make sense to you? But there's some measurements, and then there's some digging. God forbid, there got to be some breaking down, which most time it do have to be some breaking up already. How much religious stuff you done learned that don't work? Amen. So, right? Some measurements, some digging got to be done. And then you begin to pour. Right? We ain't talking about building nothing yet. Right? We got the blueprint. We see what it looks like. But we ain't talking about building up no walls. We ain't talking furniture yet. I know you probably go looking for furniture, but we ain't there yet. Right? But I gotta take that. There gotta be some breaking and some digging. So now back to the rich and ruler. So now, have you observed the rules, the commandments, the laws? You know the law, Ten Commandments, the book of the law, right? This book of the law is not a part of my and Deuteronomy and Joshua and all that. Yeah, right. That's a set of rules that they had to have because they were going crazy. Mm-hmm. You realize from Genesis up until the Ten Commandments, there were no rules. There was nothing keeping them. They just doing whatever. They say Cain killed Abel, right? They say Cain's grandson just killed a man. They say, well, my grandfather did, so I ought to be able to do it too. We'll be skipping those parts of the Bible. We'll be trying to find the ones that fit the thing that we're dealing with that day and then one, two little scriptures. One thing you're lacking, since you said that you mastered the rule. Because you told me you mastered the rule. I gave you a shot. Hey, did you observe the commandments? Well, Jesus knew already. Yeah, I did all them for my youth. No, we're trying to say, yeah. I did all that already. Come on now. Come on now, take me to the next thing. One thing you lack, and then it's a dagger. Sell what you got. Uh-oh. And give it to the poor. Take up your cross and come follow me. Now, he didn't say give all his money away. Y'all got to read context, man. Right. Sell the stuff. You can't sell money. Right. Sell what you got and give it to the poor. Then take up your cross. Follow me. In other words, all right, I done got your works. Now I want your life. Die. That's what most of us fail. I'm working on it. Like I'm a, if the dying was like slitting your throat and that was the dying, I've been poking myself in the arm every now and then I'm getting ready. I'm like, all right, let me get rid of this pain. Like, you know, every now and then I'm like, oh, hit myself. Like, all right, I'm closer to ready to die all the way. I'm dying to live, I'm bleeding, living out. Okay, hold on. Right? Like, let's be honest, all right?
Right.
But the goal is to give it all up. How much are you willing to? For the sake of the call, I am laying down my all. Anybody know that song? No turning back. Right? You remember that song? Yeah. How much are you willing to lay down? How much are you willing to give up? I ain't got to give up nothing because he said I can have everything. Yeah. But be not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatever man sows, that shall also reap. And the seed bears it bears fruit after its kind. So if I get everything, then I gotta give. And so here we are. Now this young ruler, and I'm us. Remember, the Bible is a story about you, right? Now this rich young ruler, which happens to be us a lot of times, has failed the test because maybe he really didn't master the rules, or maybe he didn't know what the rules were for. Right. Maybe he was going through the motions, which is what we do. Yeah. Come on, y'all, listen. I even found out that I used to pray and open up, like I don't know, pray and open up church. I used to start out with Father God every time. That was just a clutch thing to say. Or can I get an amen? Because it was the clutch. Hallelujah. Come on, singers. Any singers in the room? At the end of it, oh, Lord. Hallelujah. It's the same one. Oh, glory. Hey. I've been in services. Oh, Lord, I'm going to tell the truth. I've been in services where I didn't feel no power on the stage. I didn't feel no power in nothing I was saying. Everybody fell out. Because we're used to the motion. Y'all have observed all those from my youth. I've been saying hallelujah. I've been doing that. I know how to do that since I was 13. But it's when you it's when it's a breaking. Well, I've also had times where I thought I had it together and then I lost it because I broke it because it wasn't about them or me anymore, anybody else on stage, or the musicians. It was just about total surrender and I broke it. And a lot of times when that happened, tears. Yeah. And I can't sound as good as hallelujah. Yes, but it's the breakdown that causes the breakout.
Yeah. Wow, that's good, sir.
Are y'all getting it? And so the all roads lead to breakage. Here's my body broken for you. We take communion, right?
Yeah,
it's a brokenness. It's all about breaking. Are you understanding me? And those rules really teach you how to be broken. Oh my God. Understand, we used to train horses. My dad had horses. They call it breaking the buck.
Right.
You break the horse. Psh, almost seemed like torture a little bit. Anybody ever caught a whooping before? Come on. Yeah. Hey, break the buck, because I was bucking. Right? And it seems like a torture, but it's really turning me in a direction. When you're growing plants, anybody ever grew any plants? Sometimes you have to put a 2x4 or put a stick right there to tell it to grow up, train it up in the way it should go, and then they're older and won't depart.
Right.
Grow in the right direction.
Right.
You aim the arrow in the way you want it to go.
Right.
So the rules are for. So rules are not bad, and they're not ultimately good. They're just in a certain place. See, here's our problem. I ain't got time for this. Three minutes. Here's our problem. We still talking good and bad. And we forgetting life. You so busy trying to do the right. You ever done the right thing and the wrong result came out? Y'all playing with me right now. Have you ever done the right thing and you got the wrong result?
Yes,
I think people told me to pour a cup and a half. Them people, right? They told me leave it on there for 30 minutes and I did it exactly. And it don't look like the one on the box.
Right.
But the rules, good speaking. I like to hear good speakers. Rhetoric. And there should be something that binds you to a certain set of principles. But the principles should be freeing. Should be freeing principles.
Right.
But I cannot base the whole parameter of the whole thing, which we call church, on those three things, because it's got to be based on the rock. And inside the rock are all those things. Are y'all understanding me? Inside, but if those things separated from the rock have no foundation. Are y'all hearing me?
Yes,
so now we can be going through the motion and doing all the things. Even Romans 12 and 2. You ain't got to go there right quick, but it says, be not conformed to this, right? But be transformed. Conformity, because the thing says conform. Rules mean conform to a certain set of. And I put confirmation versus transformation. Confirmation produces things that are the same. Transformation produces proof. Be not conformed as well, be transformed, but that you may prove. Are y'all hearing me? I found out in that scripture, and we're gonna come back next time we'll talk about this. But if you just take the time and just read the Bible, and like some of the TV time, just stop there. Don't do it because I'm giving you a rule, all right? But just, like if you just pick it up and read it, then you get some context. It's so clear what God is trying to tell us about ourselves. Mm-hmm. But I read Romans 12:2, said, be not conformed to this. Yeah. And you say, well, the worldly, who are worldly people?
Right.
Where you live at? Them worldly folks in your worldly car that you drove here, at your worldly job, at your worldly money. All right. Be not conformed to this. I started reading context a little bit, and I ain't got time to go. I started reading context a little bit earlier, and he was really speaking to a religious separatist mindset. And he said, don't be conformed to this, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. Don't you sit up here talking about the Gentiles ain't no good because we the chosen people. Because you ain't chosen the right thing, then you ain't the chosen people. So don't be conformed to the condemning and the judgment. But be ye transformed by the... We'll talk more about that next week.